The mission of the United States Military Academy at West Point is to educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets. Each graduate is a leader of character, committed to duty, honor, country, to a career as a commissioned officer in the United States Army, and to a lifetime of service to the nation. Our graduates leave West Point with a Bachelor of Science degree in one hand and a commission as an Army officer in the other.
For here we train the men and women whose duty it is to defend the Republic, the men and women whose profession is watchfulness, whose skill is vigilance, whose calling is to guard the peace, but if need be, to fight and win.
I believe in the code, duty, honor, country. I believe in service to one's country. Doesn't always have to be military, but for those who choose the military, I salute them and I respect them.
And as you well know, West Point's graduates have served America in many, many ways, not only by leading troops into combat, but also by exploring frontiers, founding universities, laying out the railroads, building the Panama Canal, running corporations, serving in the Congress and in the White House, and walking on the moon.
West Point is a leadership laboratory because 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you never get away from the fact that you're going to be a leader.
You have ahead of you the best of all professions. Being a leader is the best thing you could possibly be. And you're at a school that will make you the best possible leader.
West Point teaches you about tradition, about friendship, about family, about discipline, about structure, about being a follower, about learning about yourself. And all that is about leadership. You learn about leadership every day at West Point.
Leadership. To lead, you must learn how to follow. You must have self-confidence and be able to instill it in others. At West Point, leadership is developed by offering cadets ever-increasing positions of leadership within the Corps.
Don't ever forget that you are going to lead human beings. Their lives are going to be placed in your hands, and you have to measure up.
Cadets take on leadership roles in all three developmental programs, academic, military, and physical, as well as in their social and extracurricular activities, and in the area of moral ethical development.
It is in God's name we pray. Amen.
Life at West Point is guided by trust. A cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. This honor code is a cornerstone of leadership.
One of the things that I'm not sure you realize is happening for you is that because of the honor code here and your relationship to one another, you're developing not just honor, you're developing the ability to understand what trust can do. Trust is, to me, it's maybe as important a word as there is. And if you develop that on your team, you're going to win.
I would also say it's important that you insist upon standards in everything you do, particularly in your ethical and moral behavior.
If tradition means a steadfast adherence to the highest ethical standards, if tradition means an unfailing dedication to duty, if tradition means leadership with character, then let tradition continue for another 193 years.
The tradition of the Long Gray Line began two centuries ago. The Revolutionary War clearly demonstrated that officers trained in artillery and engineering were needed for the new nation's defense. And in 1802, President Jefferson signed a law establishing the Military Academy at West Point. The Academy was reorganized in 1817 under the direction of its fifth superintendent, Colonel Sylvanus Thayer. For his insistence on individual academic responsibility and the integration of character and knowledge, Thayer is known today as the father of the Military Academy.
I knew this place would challenge me academically, but I knew it would help me out too, because at West Point, they give you a little bit of everything to take in your first couple years. The academic system here is superb. You have small classes, you have instructors that will bend over backwards to help you, and you have classmates that will help you out and want to discuss these things with you. All these things, you're set up to succeed.
During the first 2 years at West Point, you will study both science and engineering and the humanities, giving you broad exposure to both fields. During the next 2 years, you will be allowed to focus your studies on your specific interests. Fields of study and more challenging majors are available in a variety of disciplines.
In terms of preparing for the Truman, the Rhodes, the Marshall scholarships, the thing that's been extremely beneficial has been the aid of instructors who volunteer their time and energy to help you get ready to compete for those.
You are challenged in academics at West Point, but you can succeed. Classroom facilities are state-of-the-art. Classes are taught by talented, highly trained Army officers and civilian professors.
There's a lot of motivation for the staff and faculty here at West Point to spend that extra time, to go that extra mile with the individual cadets if they need that attention, because we have a vested interest in how well prepared they are once they graduate from West Point.
Military training takes place in the field and in the classroom. In the field, you will be tested and trained under simulated combat conditions. In the classroom, you will study modern weapon systems and learn the science of military strategy. You will learn from military leaders of the past and the present. You also need to be physically fit. Every cadet is an athlete, and every athlete is challenged. The physical nature of a career as an Army officer demands a dedication to personal fitness and the development of lifetime sports skills. West Point cadets take a variety of courses in physical education, and every cadet participates in sports, whether on a varsity team, in a club, or as a member of a company intramural team. At West Point, you will learn to act decisively. You will learn to lead, and you'll also learn about yourself.
I've accomplished almost every goal that I've set out for myself, a lot of ones that I didn't think I would be able to accomplish. And that says a lot for how this place can really push you to achieve your potential.
Both mentally and physically, you will be pushed far beyond what you think you can do. With self-confidence and constant encouragement from your peers and your leaders, you will accomplish more than you ever thought possible.
That's the newest thing about West Point, the fact that I'm not just here for myself. I, right now this year, for instance, I'm a battalion commander. I have 400 people to look out for. Knowing that they depend on me and my staff to make sure that things run smoothly, they have the supplies they need, they're at the formations they need to be, it's a satisfaction like no other I've ever known before. It's a great feeling.
And the institution of the armed forces has thrived on its commitment to developing and promoting excellence. It is meritocracy in action. Race, religion, wealth, background count not.
The people that really make the decisions as far as where you're going to go, what position you're going to have, they recognize your attributes and they recognize your hard work. And there's not a goal system or something that sets you apart just because you're a female or just because you're African American. You get where you are because you earned it.
I think you're noticed because you're a woman, but I don't think you're judged because you're a woman. If you meet the standards that are expected of you, then you are judged in that manner.
At West Point, you stay busy. Academics, military duties, study, and athletics are all part of your day. You need to take time for social, spiritual, and other personal interest activities too. But somehow you get it all done.
West Point definitely sets you up to succeed. Even though certain things are challenging and hard, the NCOs, the officers, the cadet leaders that you have during those time periods, they're all there to help you succeed.
We're most alive here when you got too much to do and not enough time to do it, which happens a lot. That's when it really gets fun. When you're working hard to do everything right, but also to give yourself some time off so you can go and enjoy yourself. You just can't beat it.
Everywhere I go, everyone I meet who asks me, where do I go to college? And I say, I go to the United States Military Academy at West Point. It feels good to say that, and the response that you get from anyone is just overwhelming.
But how great it must be, gosh, how great it must be to be a member of this Corps, to know that camaraderie of discipline, of manners, of courtesy, of human sensibility, of one's duty to his fellow man.
You are going to be the leaders of the 21st century. And to lead in the 21st century, to take soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen into battle, you will be required to have both competence and character.
If you practice the highest ethical standards, if you are dedicated to your duty, if you lead with character, as Sylvanus Thayer taught, you will then be able to embrace change without fear.
But what will never change are the enduring standards of character and intellectual development. These will remain the bedrock material upon which this great institution is anchored. And they are Sylvanus Thayer's most important legacy.
First time I was actually in tears here wasn't because somebody was yelling at me. It was when we were getting sworn in on the plane. I had been quite emotionless up until then because I thought that's what was expected. But I remember holding up my hand before the flag and pledging myself to the whole spirit of West Point and to the spirit of giving up everything for the country. It so overwhelmed me that I know I was in tears, and talking with my classmates later, I know many others were quite moved by that. And that's on your first day here. And it just gets better from there.
Throughout our history, whenever duty called, the men and women of West Point have never failed us. And I speak for all Americans when I say, I know you never will.